Talking a lot about the halachas related to a melech, so now the Gemara tells us that along with the mitzvah of appointing a melech, and the Gemara in Chafa Mebezir, there are a total of three mitzvahs, shlosh mitzvahs nitztavu yisrael b'kinisas l'aretz. The three mitzvahs commanded the Klal Yisrael when they entered into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, lahamid lehem melech, lahachris zaro shal malek, livnos lehem beis bechir, appoint a king, to wipe out a malek and to build a beis bechir. What's the source? Veinu de ezem em trila. Which one was first? What's the order? The Gemara goes on to explain based on the pasuk. Kiyara kes kam melchama Hashem ba malik. So we know that the word kisei is a reference in kisei el melech. So that's the first mitzvah to appoint a king. That's what we've been discussing. Then after that, you have to wipe out a malik. So it comes appointing a king, then a malik. The Gemara says, well, I don't know. Maybe veinu de im levnos lam beis bechir or lehachris ozal shel malik. Maybe really beis bechir should come before a malik. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, "V'hiniach lachem mikol eveichem v'yam makom hashiv v'chayashem v'gomer," to tell us that your lahachri zaro shamalik comes first, and then afterwards you build the Beis HaMikdash. So what's noteworthy here is the pasuk that the Gemara uses to describe the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The idea of "v'yam makom hashiv v'chayashem," that location, the chosen makom, Har Habayis, is the source of binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now, just two comments before we go into the main sugya. Just this Margalos Hayam, which is not relevant to our sugya per se, but it's related to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And something to keep in mind, he just throws out the chakir there, if the Ragachever points out, but many Achronim talk about this chakira, about whether the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the Maisa Binyan, or it's the Totzah of being Banoi, being built. And then he quotes a fascinating Ravan based on Rashi, that Bayit Shlishi is going to come down from Shemayim. The Gemara there says that there's a havamina, there's a thought, there's a suggestion that the Beis HaMikdash will be built Balayla, it will be built B'yamtuf, where I was talking about there, the sugya's in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah. So Rashi asks the question, well, how could it be that the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Yamtuf? Ain't a bone in Beis HaMikdash B'yamtuf, the Gemara tells us. So Rashi says, the famous Rashi, it appears in two places, in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Sukkah, that Bayit Shlishi is coming down from Shemayim. Come down from Shemayim, Hashem is going to just plop it in her bayis, and therefore there's no issue. So what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the mitzvahs? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could he build on Yantif? So he quotes Ravan, the Margalos Hayam quotes Ravan, but he doesn't explain, he doesn't quote the full Ravan. The Ravan, the continuation, actually says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzava veina mitzuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands the mitzvahs, but he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. So that's pshat here. So since Bayit Shlishi comes from Shemayim, he could violate the binyan and yantif, and it's okay. That's what the Ravan says. So it becomes just a very, very fun conversation about the Kadosh Baruch Hu keeping the mitzvahs or not keeping the mitzvahs. So this is a Ravan. They all point at one of the Rishonim that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not keep the mitzvahs. But we have many, many sources that point to the direction that Hashem does keep the mitzvahs. Some of the famous ones are Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. The Gemara in Bracha says, one not as familiar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also davens, he davens a tefillah every single day, the Gemara Brachos says. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns, a fascinating Gemara about that. Gemara Avodah Zarah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Seder Hayom, he learns as well, 3 hours every single morning he learns, among many other fun ones. So I'll just share one because it's in our Masechta and Sanhedrin. If you take a look, if you want to look inside, those who have the Gemara's in front of them, take a look on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the very end of the fourth parak. Just a fascinating conversation, and a more fascinating Tosfos than that. The Gemara says, if you look 7 lines up from the bottom, Amr lehahu mina l'Rabbi Abahu. A certain apikores had challenged Rabbi Abahu with the following question. He says, I know that Elokeichem Kohen, who I know that your God is a Kohen, dichsiv aikhuli truma, that Hashem collects truma for the Mishkan, so he's a Kohen. Ki kavra la Moshe b'may tavel. When he was kovra Moshe Rabbeinu, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried him. B'may tavel, how did he become tahor? In what way was he tahor? If you're going to tell me b'maya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dipped into the waters of the world, that's how he became tahor. V'haksiv mi madad b'shalamayim. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all the waters in the world. It can fit into his palm. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't fit into the water. So Amarle ben Nuratavil. So Rabbi Boa responded to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu immersed himself in fire. Dichsev kinei Hashem ba'esh yavo. Hashem entered into fire. So you're going to tell me Misalka Tvilusa Benura? So he challenged him. Doesn't work. You can't, the fire doesn't work as a mikveh. Mikveh needs to be 40 saw of water, not fire. So Rabbi Bo responds back, Amrlei Adraba, Iker Tvilusa Benura, who? The Iker, the primary way to cleanse someone is through fire. If it can't go through fire, then put it through water. But if it can go through fire, then best to put it through fire. Now this is not Pashas the Pasuk. Marsha says this was not meant to be a serious conversation. He was just answering in that the world, the funny world that the men lived in, but others seem to have taken this Gemara quite seriously, this whole conversation. So the whole conversation is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen. He has to go to the mikvah. There's Tumah V'Tahara to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What that means, I have no idea. But there's some level of a Kadosh Baruch Hu keeping the mitzvahs. Take a look at the Tosos on the top here, the small Tosos. He says, wait a second. Forget about how is a Kadosh Baruch Hu able to become Tahor. How is he able to become Tama in the first place? How can he metame himself to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hodlo kashalo, heyach nitma. Why was that not a question? How is he metame the mace? Do Yisrael nikru banim lamakom? Because we're called the children of Hashem. It's a beautiful idea. A beautiful idea, of course. But since, although a Kohen can't be Metame, but he can be Metame to the seven closest relatives, so we are the closest relatives of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're his children. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu is a child of his. Marsha gives a different answer. He says, no, it was a Meis Mitzvah. No one knew where he was buried. So a Kohen could be Metame even for Meis Mitzvah. So this is just another fun conversation. It comes up many, many places throughout Shas. He could be attuned to it, but this is one place. That's one Marmakum from this Ravon quoted by Margal Sayam. Number two. This whole concept of the Bai Shlishi will come down from Shemaim, is argued by the Rambam. The Rambam says that B'nai Adam are going to build this. We're the ones to build it, people. So now he asks the following question. Those who are here, Tisha B'Av, I mentioned this briefly, on Tisha B'Av, that there's a Tiferes Yisrael in the beginning of Maseches Midos. And Maseches Midos talks about the different measurements and dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash and Har Habayis. And he asks the question, according to Rashi, that we're not building it, why do you need to have a Maseches Midos for? We're not building it. We don't need to know the blueprints. So he says it must be Rashi's wrong, Rashi's Divrei Agada, and the Rambam's right, that we are going to build it. Now, how do you defend Rashi? So what I suggest, the Tisha B'Av, I was talking about imagination, the importance of imagining Kosh Kedoshim in general. So maybe for Rashi, you have to be able to imagine it. You have to know what it looks like to imagine such a thing, not to build it. You don't need the blueprints to build it, but to think of the Beis Hamikdash. But then the Tiferes Yisrael, he doesn't say that. That's my suggestion. But then the Tiferes Yisrael asks the question, if, according to the Rambam, that we're building it, B'nai Adam is building it, so how do you understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says there's a possibility that Beis Hamikdash will be built on Yantif and at Laila? We can't do that. It says the Tiferes Yisrael, when the Rambam says B'nai Adam will build it, it means Ayde Akum, that we're going to appoint the Goyim to build the Beis Hamikdash for us. And Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, even though Amir L'Akum is a Shvus, but Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, there's no problem with Shvus in the Beis Hamikdash, so the Goyim will build it, and this way it gets around the problem. That's how they explain the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. All right, fascinating. Okay, that's just some interesting stuff to start off today's shir. Now, let's talk about the Beis Hamikdash and the source of the Beis Hamikdash based on the Gemara and the Rama. The Gemara brings this source of building Beis Hamikdash based on the pasuk of Haya Makom HaShe'ivchar Hashem, that chosen place. But when you look at the Rambam himself in Sefer HaMitzvos, he says the mitzvah of building the Beis Hamikdash is based on, and it's also noteworthy to say how he calls the mitzvah, how he describes it, Shetzivanu Livnos Bais, a base avoda, a place to serve Hashem. It should be a place of Hakrava, Havarsa Esh. What's the source? V'asu li mikdash, to make for me a mikdash. The Rambam repeats this same source when he talks about Hilchos Beis Bechira, Mitzvahs Aseh La'asos Beis Bais Hashem, Muchan, Yos Makrivim Bo Karbanos, a place that's fit, prepared for Karbanos. How do we know? Shenemar, V'asu li mikdash. That's a pasuk. He completely ignores the pasuk in the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah talks about this. Kesef Mishnah says, based on the Smag, the Smag does quote the pasuk that appears in the Gemara here. The Rambam does not. Why not? So he explains that the Rambam didn't like the pasuk of the Smag of the Gemara here, because that was so that was talking about, that was Sipur Ba'alma, that was just a story. It was describing details, but wasn't giving a tzivur. He wasn't giving a tzivur, and therefore he was able to ignore it. And even though the Gemara mentions this, the Gemara wasn't mentioning it as a tzivur, he's just talking about the order of events, which mitzvahs go first, but not that source of the tzivur. That's how he explains how the Rambam ignores the Gemara. But, okay, so we dealt with the Gemara, but the problem is the Rambam elsewhere does mention another pasuk when he talks about our very Gemara here, in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, he says, Shalosh mitzvos nitztavu yisrael b'shas k'nisasan l'yisrael, l'aretz. We're commanded with three mitzvos when we enter into the land. Limnos lehem melech, shenemar, som tasim alecha melech. Lach v'sar v'sha malek, shenemar timcha z'zeichar malek. U'livnos beis ha-bechira, shenemar, l'shachno tijishu uvas ha-shama. So, why the two different pesukim? One in Hilchos beis ha-bechira, Vasili Mikdash, one Hilchos Melachim, the Shechna Tishu of Vash Hashem. So Lecha Mishnah makes a suggestion of different things. Rashi says one's the Mishkan, one's the Beis HaMikdash, but not a real satisfactory answer as to why the different Pesukim. So I would like to suggest something based on what we'll discuss the rest of the time now, and ending off with a rugged chavar, perhaps why the Rambam brings two different sources. So let's, did anyone get a chance to see the Minchas HaLazar yet? So let's. I want to start with the Minchas HaLazar first. Then, so long piece, yeah.
Good question: the order that the Rambam writes the Sefer Mitzvot, is that like the order of entering Israel and then coming to war, not like an end of Israel? Is that like he's just saying what the Sefer says, or that's the order of what he holds? Because it's a different order in his.
In the Sefer Mitzvot, which one? And number two.
Number two. His order is enter Israel, then then.
Interesting, yeah.
It's like different. Is that just, you just stand for the Sefer, or it's like that's yeah, what
I'm not,
the order is?
I'm not sure. Because the way it quotes in the Rambam and Hilchos and Melachim, he is consistent with the base, with the way it is in the Gemara. So he's probably just quoting the Sefer, even though that's not how we assume in the Gemara and the Rambam. So let's start with the Minchas HaLazar, a fascinating question, and then we'll give it a fifth. He gives four answers to the question, and we'll give a fifth answer based on the Ragged Shavar, based on some Rambam Ramban. So Rav Gachava asks the following question. Rambam says, the Rambam writes that Ein bonin es hamikdash b'layla, you can't build the base mikdash at nighttime. And he brings a proof based on the Gemara in Shavuos, b'yom hakim es hamishkan, b'yom mekimim lo b'layla. The base mikdash may only be built during the daytime. And then he goes on to explain how kol chayavim livnos, everybody's required to build, u'lasayid ba'atzman, to somehow help physically build the base mikdash, uvim amonam, and with their money. Bein anashim v'nashim, men and women alike, kimikdash midbar, just like the mikdash or the mishkan or the midbar. So the Minchas HaLazar says there's a steer in the Rambam. He first says it's only built by yom, which is implying a mitzvah asay, shezman grama. But then he says women are chayiv. Women can perform mitzvah asay, shezman grama. But not chayiv in mitzvah asay, shezman grama. It's machlok is whether they should say bracha on a mitzvah asay, shezman grama. But everybody agrees they fulfill the mitzvah. So a woman wants to sit in the sukkah, let's say, for example. So they're Ashkenazim Paskin, we say bracha. Sephardim Paskin, there is no bracha. But the Sephardim will agree they're allowed to. But there's no chiv to sit in the sukkah for women. So how could the Rambam say that women are chayv in the mitzvah of building the base of Mikdash if it's a mitzvah asay, shiaz man grama? You only build it by yom, not by laila. So that's his question. And he gives four very, very interesting answers. So number one, Minchas HaLazar says, first answer is that when it talks about the women's involvement here, it's talking about the women's involvement in terms of paying, giving money. You're helping support. The Rambam says, livnos l'sa'id ba'atun uvimamonam, and their money they should give to the Beis HaMikdash. Now that money could be given anytime. You want to donate money to a shul, to a Beis HaMikdash, they'll take money anytime you give it. The physical building is only by yom, not balayla. The women's involvement was not in the building, will not be in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Their involvement is the b'mamonam, their money. And that can be accepted, bein b'yom, bein b'layla. And that's his first shot as to why the chayv. The chayv to give financially, but not to physically build the Beis HaMikdash. Number two answer, he says. He brings the Turi Evin, Chagiga Daf Tezvav, a chiddush, in mitzvah aseh shezman grama. He says a mitzvah aseh shezman grama is only a mitzvah that has a zman kavua, which means it's a mitzvah that comes and goes. You miss a mitzvah entirely. So what does that mean? He gives an example. Tefillin today is one mitzvah. Tefillin tomorrow is a different mitzvah. Tefillin the following day is a different mitzvah. Every day is a different mitzvah. As opposed to some mitzvahs are, it's one mitzvah, but there's stops, there's breaks, and when I could do that mitzvah. So wearing tefillin today and tomorrow, each one's an independent mitzvah. That's where we apply mitzvah asay, shazman gram. Because each day is a new zman, it's a new time. But a mitzvah, such as building the base of Mikdash, which is one mitzvah to build it. I could build it today on Wednesday, I can't build it tonight. I could build it tomorrow Thursday, I can't build it tomorrow night. That's all the same mitzvah, that just pauses when I could do the mitzvah. But not a new mitzvah entirely. That's all one zaman with little pauses along the way. So the Tiri Avin is mechadish. That type of mitzvah is not mitzvah asay shazman gram. That's one mitzvah, one continuous mitzvah, and women are actually chayv in that type of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah asay shazman gram. Now this whole chiddush, I don't want to get too off tangent, but it is taloi. On how do you understand mitzvah asay shazman gram in general? What's man gram? What's it called? And there's a tosos in Kedusha, I forgot to bring in front of me, but the famous tosos in Kedusha Daf Chav Tes about Bris Mila. He talks about Bris Mila being a zman grama, even though it's continuous from day 8 and on, even though you can't do Mila Balaila, but you do it by Yom. So according to Tiri Evin, that should not be a zman grama. Because once the 8th day comes and the child doesn't have a Bris Mila, you have to give it any time you could give it the next day, 9th day, the 10th day, but you can't do it balayla. It's not a new mitzvah each day. There's one mitzvah mila. Once the child gets the mila, the mitzvah's over. So, but it's the same concept. You build a base of Mikdash once, you got the mitzvah. So according to the Tiri Evin, he would assume that bris mila is not a zman grama. It's one mitzvah, just pauses at night, don't do it at nighttime, do it during the day, not night, during the day, not night. That's not a zman grama. But the Tosas clearly writes in Chavtes and Kedushin that it is a mitzvah asay. Shezman Grama, so it's totally in the machlokas because we show him how to understand mitzvah asay Shezman Grama.
Well, I mean, it's only one action. It's only one action, meaning that action is included by the
Zman. So then you have to go into the question whether or not mitzvah mila is a maisa mila or it's about being mahul. It's another machlokas. Same thing by binyan based mikdash, it's about maisa binyan or a banner. So it could be totally that too is another wrinkle in this conversation. 100% right. Now, the third shot, the Rambam says, as to why women are chayiv. Rather, why the Minchas Alazar said women are chayv in Binyan Beis HaMikdash is because the Rambam himself connects Beis HaMikdash to the Mishkan. He says, Anashim v'nashim kimikdash haMidbar. That's the Mishkan. And in the Midbar, the women certainly did participate. The Pasuk clearly states by the Mishkan, V'chol isha chachmas leiv. And if they participate in the Mishkan, who adin they should participate in the Mikdash, even though it's a mitzvah asay shezman grama, it's a special exercise of kalsav, and that's the Rambam's highlighting of kimikdash amidbar, a special exception. And the fourth answer, and I'll recap all of them just to have it clear, the fourth answer is a more of a left field, out of, you know, left field type of answer, but it makes a lot of sense. He says as follows. There's a concept in Kadshim that davar halamid behekish rather, eino chozer melamid behekish. If you have a limud, a drasha that's learned from one hekish, you cannot reapply it to a second hekish in the world of kach. So the source of mitzvah asay shezban grama is learned from limud torah when a pater from, and we apply that to tefillin a pater from as well. That's one hekish, hekish of torah to tefillin. And now tefillin is the model for all other mitzvahs asay shezman grama through hekesh, a double hekesh. So that double hekesh does not fly in the world of kachim. So the binyan beis hamikdash is the world of kachim, and therefore, although it is mitzvah asay shezman grama, women are exempt from this in the world of kachim because it comes through a double hekesh. That's his pshat.
What's the reason why you can't do double hekesh?
It's a mitzvah that we have, a mitzvah shetorah jeshu. It's one of the rules we have. It doesn't apply through kachim. Now he does say, just to be intellectually honest, not everybody holds as a double hekesh. There are those who hold, because if you assume tefillin is women are chayv, if some say tefillin is actually a not a zman grama, there's a chiv to wear tefillin b'shabbos b'layla according to one opinion. So those who don't have this double hekesh, they have a different basis of mitzvah asay shazman grama, which is shnei ksum bam ke'echad. Women are pater in matzah, they're pater in hakel, based on that, they're really chayiv in those two, but you need a special drasha. Had not been for the drasha, they would have been pater. So it's a shnei ksum bam ke'echa drasha, which would apply to kachim, whereby you would apply the p'tur of Zman Gramah to kachim. So take a look. It's a fascinating minchas alazar, just four different pshatim, as to why women are chayiv in the base of mikdash building, even though it's a mitzvah asay, shes Zman Gramah. Either because they're chayiv in the paying financially, and that could take place, you could donate Bema Yom Belaila, or because the chiddush of the Turi Evin, that since it's one long mitzvah, even though there are pauses, that's not subject to the Petur Zman Gramah. Or the third answer was because it's a connection to the Mishkan, where women certainly did participate. Or fourthly, this double hekesh that does not apply to the world of Kach. That was all to set up the fifth answer of the Ragachavar, which we'll have to take a step back for a moment, understand that a well-known machlokas Rambam Ramban, to lead to the Ragachavar, to answer our question of Tupsukim. I know a lot going on. So let's understand what is the purpose of building the Beis Hamikdash. Now, I'm sure you know the machlokas, but let's go through it inside quickly. Why is there a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, to build the Beis Hamikdash? So we saw already the Rambam a couple of times, he stressed the point of the Avodah. He said in the beginning, Hilchos Beis Bechira, mitzvah aseh lasos beis bais Hashem, muchan lios makrivim bo karbanos, a place to bring karbanos. He said this as well in the Sefer Mitzvos, livnos beis Avodah, a place to serve Hashem. Ramban famously argues and says, no, the Iker Chayfetz of the Mishkan is makom menuchas hashchina shehu ha'aram, a place for the Shechina to rest. Not because I have a need to bring karbanos. Nothing to do with Avodah. Yes, it's also a place of Avodah. He can't contest that. But the primary purpose of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan was to have a place for the Shechina to rest. So this Machlokas, Rav Soloveitchik has a discussion in Baba Kama. He talks about the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset. Again, another interesting Machlokas. The Kedusha Beis HaKnesset is modeled after Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, or it's just based on general Kedushas of mitzvahs. And then he talks about how for the Rambam, the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesset are very connected, because the whole essence of the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Avodah. The place of Beis HaKnesset is for Avodah B'Shebalev, Tefillah. So he assumes that there's a strong correlation between the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesset, because they're all both based on the Avodah for the Rambam. Beis HaMikdash is Avodah, Beis HaKnesset is Avodah Shebalev. So there's this parallel, this equation between these two halachas, these two concepts. Then he has a fascinating nafkamina he brings down in the Ramban. Ramban who argues, as we said, it's not about Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, rather is about the makom of karbanos. So what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina would be whether or not you have been to Beis HaMikdash without a mizbeach. Would that work? Would you fulfill the mitzvah without a mizbeach? Without there being a mizbeach, there's no place of karbanos. So for the Rambam, there's no mitzvah. The ikker part of the Beis HaMikdash, the ikker purpose is to have a place to bring karbanos. You have a very nice Beis HaMikdash, you have maybe a menorah, but you don't have the mizbeach, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah. Ramban says, as long as you have the Aron, all you need is the Aron. This week's Parsha, actually, Parsha Ekev, he writes, he quotes on the bottom here, V'chiasi selecha Aron atzei shitim, ki hu ikker ha-kavana b'chol ha-mishkon li'os ha-shem yoshev ha-kruvim. That's what the Ramban writes. It's all about the Aron. But for the Rambam, it's all about the Mizbeah. So that would be an afkamina. So now based on this just basic background of the Machlokas, for the reason of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it be for the Avodah, whether it be for the Shechina, so now the Ragachavar weighs in terms of women, women's involvement. So he notes this question. He also asks the question, same question in Minchas HaLazar, how could women be chayiv in the Beis HaMikdash if you can't build the Beis HaMikdash Balaila to mitzvah aseh shes Zman Gramah? So he says, all the way at the end of this paragraph, he says that women are chayiv in karbanos. They have to bring karbanos. They have to bring a karban yoledes if they give birth, a karban zava, a karban mitzora, karban chatas if they do something wrong. They also are deserving of kapara as well. So he writes, imkein, the last few lines here, imkein kach denashim vavadim mitzvah saseh, shabinim mesim mikdash, granted that they're potter from building the Beis HaMikdash because the mitzvah's bidden Beis HaMikdash is only bayom, ach mikol makom tzrich hamein lamikdash. They still need the Beis HaMikdash. B'shul karbanos shem chayavim. They need the element of avoda. That much they need. The Makom Shechina, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that part is not needed for them. But the Karbanos, the Mizbeach, that's necessary. They need Kabbara, they deserve Kabbara, like the Gemara in Kedushin says, he quotes. Nimsa, the Devarim HaMa'akvin B'Mikdash, that which is Ma'akiv, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that won't allow them to bring Karbanos, Af Noshim Chayavim L'Tzorach Karban. They have to contribute, they have to participate. Aval Devarim Shein Ma'akvin Noshim Pturis. But that which is not Ma'akiv, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I don't know what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, but whatever it might be, let's say the parochas, let's say the aron, let's say the kiur, these are not ma'akev, they have to wash their hands, but maybe Kohen could wash their hands in a different way. So whatever it takes for the women to allow them to bring karbanos, they must do. Not because of the mitzvah of Bidin Beis HaMikdash, not because of that. Rather because the mitzvah of karbanos, that they have a chiv, the Bidin Beis HaMikdash is a hechsher for their karbanos. And those elements, those pieces, those factors that are necessary for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and ultimately the Karbanos, women are chayav. So that's what the Rambam means. Yes, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah aseh she'asman grama, but women are still chayav to help build those parts that they have to ensure that they could bring their Karbanos, to fulfill their obligation. Now with this in mind, in essence, there are two dinim for the Rambam. There's a Binyan Beis HaMikdash which women are not chayav, but then there's the Tzorach Karbanos which women are chayav. And maybe this is the reason why the Rambam brings two different psukim in Beis HaBechira versus Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, we find it quickly, let's first do Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where he's talking about Karbanos. So there Rambam says, Mitzvah Asi Lasos Bais Lashem, Muchan Lihios Makrim Bo Karbanos, Vasuli Mikdash. That's one din. That's the din of the place of Karbanos. That element, women are chayiv in that Asuli Mikdash. When it comes to the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, we're not talking about Karbanos and Hilchos Melachim. He's just talking about the three mitzvahs that we're required to do. He says, Livnos Beis HaBechira, the chosen place. What's a chosen place? The place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that he wants to rest the Shechina. And there he quotes a different pasuk, L'shichno Tijeshu, the Lashon of Shechina, the Shechina, a place to rest, Uvas Hashem, and you should go there. So the two elements here, this is, I think, Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh, which is in a couple weeks, is the parsha that talks about, not Karbanos, it doesn't talk about Karbanos, it talks about a place of the Shechina resting. So you should go to the Shechina. It talks about Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel, we go to show ourselves, to present ourselves to Hashem, to be with the Shechina. So in Hilchos Melachim, Rambam is talking about the place of the Shechina resting, so that's the one pasuk. And that's the element women are potter from, that's not their mitzvah. But when it talks about Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Vasuli Mikdash, a place of Muchal Nihil Sbakirim Karbanos, he quotes a second pasuk, Asuli Mikdash. These two psukim are perhaps pointing out to the two different dinim, the two different elements of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Lefi, the Rambam. Okay, so let's just quickly recap what we did, and we'll stop so I could go get my daughter to the bus stop so she doesn't miss it. As we spoke about just interesting things in the beginning about the requirement of Kadosh Baruch Hu, whether he keeps mitzvahs or does not keep mitzvahs. We brought a number of interesting sources that he does keep the mitzvahs. One noteworthy one is our Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamates. We spoke about the Rambam building the Beis HaMikdash B'nei Adam versus from Hashem, and how could you build this on Shabbos? So the Rambam holds the Tiferes Yisrael says Ayidei Akum. Amil Akum is permitted Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Then we discussed the question Minchas Elazar, why women are chayiv if it's mitzvah aseh she'asman grama. Four different answers he gave. We gave the fifth answer, the Ragachavar, based on the Rambam, Ramban, the two dinim, the element of the Shechina, the element of the Karbanos, women are chayiv in the Karbanos aspect, and that's perhaps why the Rambam quotes two different psukim to highlight these two different factors. Okay? See everyone later.